This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com in a podcast reply to Maria Stardust on her thread, Rantings of the Perpetually Sleep Deprived, which deals with indigo children and helicopter parenting. And as a part of the indigo movement for quite a while before I came to ATS, you know, I just thought I would chime in with the podcast myself and give you a little bit of my perspective on it. Now, I realize the people have some strange beliefs. But from what I can tell, they are all really decent people. They believe in what they believe. I supported what they believe and believed as they did for a very long time, before I finally just had to leave that site and go off, go off on my own. Contrary to what the books may say or to what other websites may say, most of the people that, believe in the indigo movement also tend to believe that they are indigo children or crystal children or star children. They don't think that they came, that it's just a phenomena that happened since 1982 or something along those lines. They believe that indigo children have always been here. They've just been few and far between, and that it's since the early 80s that they started coming in massive droves. You know, they've been showing up, every child born, you know, is massive, is a indigo or crystal or one of these other forms. And I don't know, it's I don't think it's too bad to be doting on your children, but yeah, when you do assign them things, a special place, you know, you're turning them into a little emperor, as the Chinese like to call it. At the same time, let's see, I think the people are doing the best they can with what they have. I guess we all need to be special sometimes, and they've latched onto something like that, and it's good for them. But, you know, a lot of them believe that they are indigo elders. One of the chat room at Meet a Gifted is called Indigo Adults. And I was a moderator there for quite a while. And the ones that you have the problems with are the indigo adults who believe they are the elders, that they are the gifted, they are the ones that were sent here to blaze the trail for the indigo children. You run across some real live wires in that chat room, let me tell you. But I think their intentions are good. Yes, they probably do helicopter over their parents, and they do helicopter over their children, I mean. But what parent really doesn't? All parents have a really unique way of screwing up their offspring. We all do it, you know. If we're lucky, we get the kids grow up and outgrow it. And I'm pretty sure that the indigo children are going to overcome their parents just as we overcame ours. It seems to be that we will get to that point, or the indigo children will get to that point where they tell their parents, just leave me alone. I'm moving away. I'm going to college. we all do it. I mean, our parents have a way of bearing down on all of us, and just as we overcame it, they will overcome it. As for Meet a Gifted, you know, that was a part I was a side of for a long time, and like I said, I was a moderator at that site, and I really do believe, as I said before, that the people there are following their heart. They have a belief that's different than most others, and I really respect that. I really do. Well, about the only reason I left the movement was because of its leader, Wendy Chapman. I'm not going to stand here and put her down. She was a friend of mine for a long time. All I will really say is, a woman needs help. Serious help. but she's still a good person. I disagreed with some of her things. I mean, I guess if somebody wants to pay her $100 to sit there over the telephone and have her cleanse their chakras over the telephones, have her cleanse their chakra over the telephone line. You know, that's just her business. But that was just one of the milder things that kind of had me really upset about that site. I just wanted to let you know, though, that it was a really good podcast. I enjoyed listening to your podcast very much. I look forward to it. This is the first podcast of yours that I've listened to, and I am actually shocked that I've missed the other ones. I'm not sure where I've been. What happened? My life has not been that busy, but now I'm starting to get back into podcasting a little bit, so hopefully I'll be around some more, and we can get a good discussion going on any number of topics. I love podcasting. You're right. It is addictive. I just think I just needed a break from it because I did so many for so quickly for so long. Okay, that's all I'm going to say on the subject. Love and light to you, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi. Good night.